Hey everybody, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. Every day, we're diving into practical wisdom, Stoic principles, and some good old-fashioned grit to help you navigate this crazy thing called life. You know that feeling when everything seems to be going wrong? You've got deadlines looming, traffic is a nightmare, and your phone is buzzing nonstop. Ever feel like the world is conspiring against you? Well, guess what? We all get there sometimes. But today's episode is all about flipping the script. It's about finding that silver lining, even in the darkest of clouds, and embracing the incredible power of gratitude. Now, I know what you might be thinking, gratitude. That sounds a bit cheesy. Trust me, it's not about putting on rose-colored glasses and ignoring the tough stuff. It's about actively choosing to focus on the good things in your life, big and small. It's like this. When you're constantly focused on what you lack, what's wrong, or what could be better, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. You attract more negativity into your life. But when you shift your attention to gratitude, something magical happens. It rewires your brain, creating a positive feedback loop that helps you see the world in a whole new light. So how do we actually do this? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate genuine gratitude in your daily life. 1. Start small. Don't try to overhaul your entire existence overnight. Start with tiny things: a warm cup of coffee, a sunny morning, a good laugh with a friend. Appreciate the simple pleasures that often get overlooked in our hectic lives. 2. Keep a gratitude journal. Grab a notebook or use a digital app and jot down 3 things you're grateful for each day. It could be anything: a delicious meal, a helpful stranger, or even just a moment of peace and quiet. 3. Express your appreciation. Don't keep your gratitude bottled up inside. Tell the people who matter to you how much you appreciate them. A simple thank you can go a long way in strengthening relationships and boosting everyone's mood. 4. Practice mindfulness. Pay attention to the present moment. Notice the sights, sounds, smells, and textures around you. When you're fully present, you naturally start to appreciate the beauty and wonder of everyday life. 5. Reframe your perspective. Challenges are inevitable, but how we view them makes all the difference. Instead of focusing on what's wrong, try to find a silver lining in every situation. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? Or how can I grow as a result of this experience? Think about it, wouldn't life be a whole lot more enjoyable if we spent less time dwelling on the negative and more time celebrating the positive? You know that feeling when you finally finish a tough project at work, or after a long week, you get to curl up with a good book and your favorite cup of tea? That's gratitude in action. You're appreciating the moment, the accomplishment, the simple pleasure of unwinding. It feels good, right? Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy single mom juggling work, childcare, and everything in between. She's constantly running from one thing to the next, feeling overwhelmed and stressed. But lately, she's started practicing gratitude. Every morning, before starting her day, she takes a few minutes to think about 3 things she's grateful for: her kids' laughter, her job that allows her to provide for them, even just a good night's sleep. Suddenly, the world doesn't seem quite so overwhelming. She notices little things she used to overlook: the warmth of the sun on her face, a kind word from a stranger, or simply the sound of her children playing happily. She's still faced with challenges, but now she approaches them with a renewed sense of resilience and optimism. Her perspective has shifted, and so has her life. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing gratitude today. It's a simple yet powerful practice that can transform your entire outlook on life. This episode is about taking control not by trying to eliminate every worry or stressor, but by choosing how we respond to them. Remember, it's not about being happy all the time. It's about finding joy in the little things, appreciating the good, and embracing a mindset of gratitude even amidst life's challenges. That's true strength, that's living with purpose and resilience. And don't forget to share your thoughts. What are you grateful for today? Share your insights in the comments below or tag us on social media. Let's keep this conversation going together. Until next time, stay calm, stay courageous, and keep striving for that good life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.